It's been quieter than usual at Toronto City Hall these days. The other frontrunners vying for the mayor's job have stirred up little controversy. In fact, some observers say this campaign has been rather dull. That could be about to change. The city clerk's office received a letter from Rob Ford saying he would be resuming his duties as mayor as of today, and please see that his office is ready. Ford went into a rehab center in Cottage Country, a couple of hours north of Toronto, in May. That was after a year of scandal that included videos of him appearing to be drunk in public, making racist and homophobic slurs and lewd comments, and holding what appeared to be a crack pipe. In November, he was stripped of his powers and left as mayor in all but name only. But he vowed he would get himself right. Most people believe it will be business as usual, but some still cling to the idea of forgive and forget. Analysts say Ford is still a political force to be reckoned with in the mayoral election campaign, enough so that his chief rival for the job released a pair of ads the week before his return. They target Ford's erratic behavior and highlight his scandals over the past years. Today, the people of the city will see their newly minted mayor. Ford has scheduled a news conference for late in the afternoon, but says he will take no questions from reporters. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.